This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little lighter, and it might be because of the haircut. Could you just take the hat for us off? What happened there, Rory?
I'm getting a little gray, as everyone probably knows, and I stupidly thought that by going shorter, it would take the grays out. And if anything, I think it makes me look more gray. But it'll grow back. That's the good thing. It'll be perfect length for the Ryder Cup in September.
It could be the good luck haircut, depending on what happens here tomorrow.
Who knows?
Thanks for joining us.
Rory McIlroy, who did not win at the Genesis Scottish Open, was right there for him going to 16, and it did not go the way he needed it to go. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. All right, I have a golf topic to bring up.
Okay.
Quickly. Lead to some groans, but, you know, whatever. Rookies for the Bills report tomorrow. You can give us a call on the Bills if you want, or, you know, the Sabres, or what, really whatever. So I played a little golf, and while I was away, Lakeside Country Club in Cuca. We're at Cuca Lake.
Okay.
The Finger Lakes are magical. Anyway, so we played golf. We had a pair of threesomes. There's six of us. We play a threesome and then a threesome. And nice course, having a good time. The threesome that I'm in eventually catches up to not a group in front of us, a single, which is a little odd. How would a group of three catch a single on the golf course?
You would immediately think that single has never played golf before.
Or has maybe jumped out on the back, because I think it happened maybe right around the turn, kind of didn't notice.
But eventually that person would usually separate from you.
You would think, when you see a single, like, oh, maybe he got tied up. Who knows? Maybe they start on number. It's a semi-private club. Maybe he just jumped out in front of us. Hey, there's a bunch of threesomes. Go out on number seven and just roll. Whatever.
Yeah.
But we're not distancing ourselves from this. He's not getting out in front of us. He's slow.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, you know, like, all right, wait, be patient, be fine, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, did he just hit a second shot? Is he playing two balls? Problematic event number one.
Yeah.
Excuse me, is he playing two balls in front of us? And now he's going to two different locations and he's thinking, I'm in front of a three, I can play two balls. All right, whatever. That's problematic. He's getting frustrated. He like shank one, put one down, hit another one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can look past a few things. Then it comes to, I don't know, we're in like 15 or 16, and this single is on the green. And we are in the fairway waiting to hit on, like still starting to get frustrated with how slow this guy's going.
Yeah.
To say the least. And I notice what's he doing up there? He's on the green. He's bending down. Is he marking his ball? No, that's not it. What is he doing? My brother-in-law says, I think he's setting up a phone. He's what? Yeah, he's leaning. And you know what we ended up getting? We got the rangefinder. Because a rangefinder can make a really good pair of binoculars if you need to.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
Shoot it. Yeah. Yeah, he's setting up his phone against the flag to take video of himself making a putt.
Like the phone's in front of the flag?
Like the
So the ball will hit the phone?
The flag is on the ground. He is propped up.
Oh, the flag's on the ground.
Yeah, he has propped up the phone so he can putt
and
get video of himself making a putt. This is where...
He's doing this on every hole?
I don't know. I haven't seen him on every green.
It makes sense. That would take forever.
It's clear we are on him, like behind him, trying to go... And he's doing this routine. And
yeah,
my brain, I start to spiral. I'm I am prepared.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
You can imagine me.
Yeah,
I am prepared
losing your mind.
In this moment to say, you should need a license to golf. Only because it should be able to be revoked. There should be actual consequences.
Right.
This guy's, he should have his clubs seized by the course.
Yeah.
Once they learn of this happening, they should say like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. We're going to need to seize your clubs.
Uh-huh.
It'll be $300 to get them out. If you park in the wrong spot, they'll take your car somewhere and you have to pay to get it back.
Yeah.
We need this system in golf. We need the worst offenders. And I'm sure that others have seen this, videotaping swings, videotaping putts. Listen, if you're out there and nobody's on the course, then you do you. But you've got to read the traffic.
Yeah, oh yeah. You gotta know there if there's three people behind you and you're holding them up, then you've gotta know you're not even gonna let them pass. You gotta know I gotta play at a reasonable pace.
Right. I can't be taking video of a 5-foot putt.
And forcing other people to wait.
Yes,
that is revocable. It almost really should be like, you know, like an app, like when you have your driver or whatever, and like you give him a rating out of whatever. Like, can I do that on one of these golf apps? Like for this guy, like give him like a 0-star rating,
right?
Because before this, and I'll leave a review. Like was setting up his phone to record his putts.
Right, and when he tries to book a tee time, they check his resume and say, like, listen, we're not going to accept that here.
No, right.
You're not going to be doing that.
Play here unless you're, at least a 3-star. And maybe for some courses, like really nice courses, you can't play unless you're a 4-star.
Well, it's funny because maybe you've seen there's a video of a fight on a golf course where a former hockey enforcer throws a guy into a lake.
Nick Tarnaski
throws a guy into a lake.
Yep.
And then starts feeding him punches. What do these all
and yelling,
come from?
Bam, on every
all
punch.
These things are happening because guys are slow.
Right.
Or,
well, no, it's not just slow. It is slow and then not really. Well, how do you
aware
you
of
slow?
It?
Yet having no awareness about your pace. Right. Not caring about the people behind you.
Right.
That's really the problem.
So I saw another again, like this is curated to my social media feed. I saw one. This is a golf account I follow. Where the question was like, what do you do if you see this? There were 8 people in a group on the green. They won't let us play through. I'm thinking, what do you do? And I know they can't actually be arrested. So I want licenses. I want you to lose the right to golf. I want you to be fined.
Well, and right, because
trying not to sound like the biggest golf snob in the world. This is a communal event. People are out using public spaces. And if you are doing that, you're a problem.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, you don't want to be a tattletale, but isn't what you're really supposed to do call the clubhouse?
Call then? The ranger. What would the ranger do? I want.
Well, in that situation, if there's eight people on the green, the ranger is like, hey, no. It's split up. 4-4.
Right. I want the ranger.
In this situation, I don't know what the ranger
I want the
would
ranger
do.
To have the power to seize the clubs. $200 to get them back.
Yeah. Or how about seize the phone in this case? At least like, you don't get this back to the end of the round.
That's not a bad idea. These on-course fights, though, it is wild. I mean, I'm not graduating to that.
But no.
Jeez, like, what are you supposed to do out here? We're just out here playing golf, man.
Yeah.
You're taking video on the green?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's disaster.
You know what I thought of in the moment? I thought of after the round, like, saying, like, hey, can I get your account? I'd like to follow you. And then I would just blast him on social media. Like, this guy takes video of himself on a green with people waiting in the fairway.
I wonder if we could find him. Wonder if we could find his video somewhere.
I don't need to go that far.
Would you not? Are you not the type of person that would drive up to the green and, like, have a conversation with the guy?
I gave him.
Or drive up to the next tee box, like, not hit your shot, and drive, like, hey, buddy, like, what are we doing here?
Right.
Like, well, can we keep it up here? Like, let's not take videos on every single hole and, you know, redo our shot every time.
It's a little like the Beaufort wind scale. Step one is hands on hips in the fairway. Step two is hands in the air. Like, what? Right? You got to, like, give him the old, what?
You could yell like a, hey.
I gave him a hey. I gave him a whistle at one point.
A whistle? Like the fingers, like, whistle?
Yeah. I don't need fingers to do it. Just do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Anyway. All right. That's why I want licenses.
Wait,
golf.
So what? Where is calling the ranger? Is that before or after driving up to have to talk to him?
I told the ranger on like 10, and he said, I just hit one over top of him. I'm not going to actually do that.
The ranger said that?
Yeah.
Wow. That is a choice recommendation from that ranger.
Right?
Hit one over the top
just
of him?
Just hit one over the top of him.
That's a wild suggestion.
It's a lawless land, Joe.
I mean, if he gave you permission to do it, what?
I don't know.
Aim at him. You aim at the hole on every single shot, and we never make it from 150 yards. True. What are the odds we're going to hit him?
True. I could skull it really low, and, you know, that might be dangerous. Jimmy and Batavia. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to make a comment. And, like, obviously YouTube Golf has done a lot for the game of golf, but I feel like what you're talking about right now is 1,000% to blame from YouTube Golf. Like, guys love watching these social media channels. I do it myself. And the club I play at, they allow groups to go out in sixes and sevens, and they play these, like, two-man scrambles. It is the most frustrating thing in the world. Like, I play 100 rounds of golf a year. I'm a low handicap. I consider myself pretty good. And you want golf to be inclusive, but, Jeremy, you're 1,000% right about that, that there's got to be, like, a school or something because, you know, watching it on entertainment for YouTube is one thing, but being out there at a country club and holding up people is a completely different thing, and there needs to be, like, levels to it.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. Like, listen, I play fast. I know that. I'm not going to get mad at a leisurely
You do play very fast.
But whatever. What it comes down to is awareness of people behind you. And the other part of it is this. Whenever people are behind us, if I'm in a group and people are, you know, knocking on the door behind us, I start to get uncomfortable. Like, maybe it's, you could say how you were raised to play the game, whatever. Or because I know what it's like to be behind somebody, I think, oh, we got to get out of the way. Listen, we'll let them go through. We'll all play up a hole, and they'll just scoot on through.
Yeah.
And that's the other part of it. For a single to be holding up three to take videos, the uncomfortableness comes out of my body. I can't even imagine what that would feel like to not feel horrible to be doing that. So that's another part of it. I'm not trying to be a snob. I'm not saying if you stink, get off the course. None of that. Mm-hmm. And the idea, like, the license thing about it, just to get a little tangent here. So right now in New York State, if you own a boat, you need to get a license in a way you didn't before. You have to take a safety course.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that before. Now everybody's going to take a safety course to drive a boat. And there are plenty of people that would say that's a money grab. And that's not wrong. You know, government comes in, regulates this. We'll take $60 from you, even though you know how to drive a boat. But one thing that happens with that is when you're out driving a boat, you know, in theory, everybody else out there knows what to do, knows what means what. So am I paying $60 to the government for that? Or am I paying for everybody else to basically have awareness. And if you said to me, I needed $20 for a golf license, so that everybody had to take a 20-minute course, I would pay the $20.
How about not everybody, but like this is where if like the rating system, if your rating is too low and you want it back up, then you have to take this. You have to take a course.
Like defensive driving.
But yeah, exactly.
You get points on your license.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, that's I try to tell you, yes, I saw a Chinook helicopter on the course the same day. The next hole is where this guy was like taking video on his phone, and I told you it was just as memorable. Video on your phone. I don't care. You want to take video of yourself playing golf? That's great. Just don't do it while people are waiting on you.
Right. Like those YouTube golf, it's tough to compare, right, to the big ones that have like full camera crews, but
they're going to reserve the whole course.
Right. Exactly. They're getting multiple tee times in a row so that they're not holding people up. At least I think they are.
803-0550. Thank you for letting me vent. I've been away for like almost 2 weeks.
This one's been brewing, apparently.
Well, since Monday. It's been a week. It's been a week since this happened. I'm still sitting here like, I can't. Something has to happen. We're going to seize the clubs.
I want to find this guy's videos now.
Hashtag seize the clubs. Because I don't want to throw him in a lake or get thrown in a lake, which I don't know. He's like 150 yards away. I'm not here for violence. Just for the seizing of the clubs. Anyway, happy Monday. Jeremy and Joe, if you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get to a phone call or two here as we roll. Ben Gretsch on the offenses in the AFC East had some interesting numbers on what to look for. That's coming up at 9:30 today. Wide open for the rest of it. Bills rookies report to camp tomorrow, and we get some NFL uniform stuff tomorrow. The Chargers get a new third set. We should talk about this Bills helmet that's going to come out in 8 days as well. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.